What's up, man? All right, guys. So this is a night tour of, where are we again? We are in Holbucks, or Holbush, if you want to pronounce it right. So what we're doing tonight, guys, is that this is a night tour. It's around midnight right about now. So I'm showing you how this place looks like. Holbush, or Holbucks, depending how you want to pronounce it. It is pretty much a island that's a couple of miles away from the Mexican coast. You have to take a ferry to get here. As you guys can see, it's dirt roads. There's only, I think they call them moto tricycles here in Mexico. In the Middle East, they call it tuk-tuk. There are no cars allowed on the island, okay? It's dirt roads. Only small vehicles like a tuk-tuk or a golf cart are available on this island. No cars, okay? Now, the reason why it's wet is because we had a lot of rain here in Mexico for the past couple of days. So this is why it's super wet, man. Watch where you're walking, because my shoes and my socks are wet as wet can be. Now, this town, as you guys can tell, it's midnight and it's pretty much shut down. You know, it's a small, quiet island town. Not a lot of inhabitants live here. So it's mainly a tourist location. Not a lot of people know about Holbucks. You know, they know about Playa del Carmen. They know about Tulum. But very few people know about, Holbush, okay? This is one of some of the restaurants. Obviously, they're open in the morning. They're not going to be open at 1 o'clock at night. I'm going to give you a tour here, God willing, in the morning when I get up. I think there are some nightclubs that are still not nightclubs. There are no nightclubs here, guys. You know, I think there's going to be some pubs or bars that will be open at 1 o'clock right now. So this is a very, very small town, okay? Everything here is within walking distance, right? And if you guys want a taxi, these tuk-tuks are a taxi. So you can hail one of these guys and for a couple of pesos, they can take you all over the island. So again, you have to watch out where you're going. I'm gonna have to wash my shoes and socks tomorrow because sometimes you just couldn't escape the puddle. It's like all over the place. This here is kind of like the community center for Holbush. Again, during the day, all this stuff is active. At night, there are a couple people over there, a couple of carts over there selling like tacos and small stuff like that, maybe some sweets. I hear some music, so they probably still have a couple of bars going on even this late at night. You got bicycles for rent. You can rent bicycles. I think you can rent a go-kart. Now, again, for me, no need to spend money when everything is within walking distance. And again, you know, the small Mexican taco stands, you know, like the ones we have in LA. People on a golf cart. You know, the community center is kind of open. You know, you got people obviously playing soccer over there. Nobody's taking Scamorona seriously anymore, guys. You got scooters. I think you can rent scooters. So this is pretty much, they call it El Centro or downtown. This is the center of Holbush. You got all these streets that go up and down, left and right, like this. Looks like Mexican Chad is gonna get late tonight. You know, a lot of the women here, guys, a lot of them, they got a beta male simp who's there walking ATM, attention, time, and money, like Red Bill Merritt said, you know. Alright guys, this is the main downtown. This is where the end of the island is and the beach begins over there. Obviously you got people standing around. The beach is over there. So yeah, like I said guys, a lot of the women here, they have the beta male simp with them as their ATM. Not many women have an alpha male, very, very few women have an alpha male. A lot of these women nowadays guys, they got beta males with them because, you know, beta males are easy to manipulate, take advantage of. Plus, you know, they're walking ATMs, attention, time, money, like Red Pill Merritt says. So, you know, I honestly think, you know, outside of being Shad and Tyrone, or in our case, being Miguel, like we saw a couple of minutes ago, guys, you know, the days of PUA and getting laid, you know, at nightclubs, bars, and, you know, exotic islands like this, man, those days are long gone, man. You know, these women, they have their Chads and Tyrones and Miguels on call on their Tinder app. So whenever they want their pussy Nagasaki Hiroshima, they just say, hey Chad, hey Tyrone, hey Miguel, and that's how they get their dick. So there's really no need for them to be out and about trying to hook up, you know. Let's see if we can go this way. Damn it. See this puddle, guys? It's all because of the rains we had in the past couple of days. As you guys can see, you got gals with beta male orbiters, you know, they're dancing monkey. You know, most women here are not that hot, to be honest with you. Thank you. So this is where the beach is. You probably can't see the ocean. It's too damn dark outside. Might show you a little bit of it. Oh. So pretty much during the day, guys, you have several bars that are right here by the ocean. So, you know, here, you know, if you guys are into day game and shit like that, this is where to be. This is where you practice day game, where you pick up the woman during the day, then you meet them up for drinks later on, then you take them to your hotel room after they're drunk and passed out. So this is where the beach is. Obviously you can't see the ocean because it's too dark. Apparently they still have a pub open here. I think this is an after-hour pub. I got money on me, so we may go there and get some drinks. Let's see if it's popping. If it has a decent crowd and not a sausage fest, I might stay here. Like I said, it's probably 12, maybe close to 1 o'clock right about now. So this pub is like 100 feet away from the water. This is where the water, obviously where the boat is. And here's the pub. Let's see what's going on. Looks like a sausage fest. Yeah. Sausage fest. Yeah, it's a sausage fest. Plus, it looks like a pub where most of the people here are Mexican, so not tourist. Alright, better off going home, really. See how women always happen to have like a beta male, some simp acting like they're dancing monkey? I wonder what this is. Is this a nightclub or is this? Doesn't look all that interesting. Yeah, doesn't look all that interesting. Nice music, looks good on the outside, but I looked inside, man. There's nothing going on. So pretty much, guys, this is Holbox right here, or Holbox, depending how you want to pronounce it. The island itself is rather long. It's 26 miles. However, the area that you really operate out of is pretty much a couple of roads, you know, or a street, you know. A couple of streets going that way, a couple of streets going that way. That's pretty much all you have to work with here in Holbox. Oh, look, the name of this place is Bikini Bottom. Can you guys see it? Yeah. Bikini Bottom Holbox. Let's see if you guys can get a better look at it. Yeah, Bikini Bottom Holbox, guys, if any of you ever decides to come out here. Yeah, right now, man, these gals behind us, they got some alcohol in them, so they're beginning to open up. But still, you need to be a dancing monkey entertaining them, and there's no guarantee they'll go home with you. Let's go this way. We're gonna go back to where we were a couple of minutes ago. That's more interesting. Alright, guys, so I think this is how, where's the song? Where does it say this is where you are? Where are we here? Oh, by the way, guys, you can go whale shark watching or some dumb shit like that if you want to watch whale sharks. I don't know if it's a season for them. It's probably going to cost an arm and a leg. By the way, guys, you know, prices here are elevated because obviously you got tourists. So, again, Cancun, Playa del Carmen, Tulum, Holbox. These places are for tourists. So a lot of times they would have the bill in pesos and in dollars. You know, always pay in pesos, because in dollars they tend to rip you off. So always pay in pesos, okay? Alright, let's go back to where we were a couple of minutes ago. As you guys can see, ain't nobody getting laid. You know, we only saw like maybe one or two guys who actually had any action with women. All the other guys, they're just wasting their time. You know, again, we take one pass before we go home. Again, guys, nothing is going on, okay? You know, I don't know how old some of you guys out there watching this video, but I remember, guys, back late 90s, early 2000s, when you walk through a scene like this, women would be making out with, like, random guys. They don't do that anymore, guys. Women just don't make out with random guys anymore, thanks to Tinder and what have you. So, this is what you guys need to understand, man. Women have their harem of Shad, Tyrone, and Miguel. There's really no need for them to go out and hook up with some random dude. They'll go out with a beta male, they'll go out with a simp because they need to be entertained. They need to have somebody buy their drinks. But other than that, guys, you know, it's either Shad, Tyrone, or Miguel. Or the bad boy, you know, those are the only ones who are gonna get any action from women. Other than that, you're just gonna be a beta box deluxe. So you're better off going your own way rather than trying to be a dancing monkey. In fact, I was actually gonna go to sleep. You know, better off going to sleep. But I decided to do this video for you guys because I know some of you guys never heard of Holbox or Holbox, depending how you wanna pronounce it. I mean, overall, guys, this is not a bad place. It's only good for one day because, obviously, you know, it's a small island. Tomorrow, I'll give you a day tour, and I'll go swimming in the ocean, God willing. And then after that, I'm going to go back to Cancun. I might go to Playa del Carmen. Heck, I might even go to a different Mexican town altogether. The heat, the humidity of the Yucatan Peninsula is just not my cup of tea. I want to go to somewhere, cool. You know, Mexico, believe it or not, has a lot of mountain towns. You know, some of these mountain towns are like, you know, 15, 20 degrees, you know. Right now, it's like 80-some degrees. It's actually 83, 84 degrees right now. But some of the mountain towns here, some of the mountain towns here in Mexico, guys, they get really cold, and you guys know me, I like the cold. All right, let's go back this way. Give you guys one last look at Holbox while we're walking around at night. Just give you one last look. So as you guys can see, there's only very few spots around here where people are. Everything else is pretty much closed at night. You know, surprisingly, there's no mosquitoes around here. I don't know why. You know, in Florida, we'd have mosquitoes all over us. But here in the Yucatan Peninsula, guys, I don't know what they have going on, but there's no mosquitoes in the Yucatan Peninsula. At least none that I have encountered. I've been to Tulum, I've been to Playa del Carmen, I've been to Cancun, obviously. No mosquitoes. I think Tulum had some mosquitoes, but by Florida standards, nothing. You know? So again, guys, we are back to the center of this place. This is where guys go out and play sports, I guess. During the day, it's a little bit more popping than here. I'll show it to you during the day. This is the main street. This is where we were, 5 minutes ago, where all the people are dancing and singing. At the end is the ocean. So pretty much, guys, this is a tour of Holbox for you guys. I know some of you never heard of this place. Yeah, Miguel is getting late tonight. Oh yeah, Miguel is getting late. I should have came here, man. Instead of going to the old one, instead of going to the other pub, I should have came to this one. Yeah, Miguel is getting late. Oh yeah. She's going to be doing double monkey backflips from Miguel tonight. See, this is what I'm trying to tell you guys. Outside of Miguel, Chad, and Tyrone, you ain't getting no pussy, guys. So, anyways, I think that's about it for me tonight. I will see you guys back here, God willing, 12 hours from now. All right, guys, take care. Peace.